to Harrogate Theatre. From the 6th to the 10th of June, the Harrogate Operatic Players are proud to present Betty Blue Eyes.
Based on the film released 26 years ago, A Private Function, this musical comedy was born in 2011 and is set to impress the audience with Yorkshire humour, sharp wit and incredible voices. Director Mike Kirby tells us more.
The plot is about the royal banquet. It's just after the war, so the food is rationed, so they steal a pig and they hide this pig in the house. I think altogether, I think there's about 38 in the cast, with about 12 principals. Age from the young Veronica, who is 12, I think, up to Christine, who's the grandma, who was 70 on Sunday, and she'll hate me for saying that, but there you go.
Now, no musical comedy would be complete without either comedy, yep, tick, or music. It's another little victory for me. So it's time to hear now from musical director Craig Ratcliffe about the music that you can expect.
Sort of a bit of pastiche of everything, but it's based in the 1940s, so some of the music is kind of jazz styles from 1940s, and then you've got all sorts of waltzes and things like that going on, right up to modern day sorts of things. It's a real widespread of music in the show. It's by a couple of writers called Styles and Drew. They're kind of the new guys on the block. They're taking over the reins from Andrew Lloyd Webber and people like that. They've recently just done the production of Half a Sixpence in London, and they wrote music for the new Mary Poppins musical, so they're really on the ball, so yeah, great. Harrogate Operatic Players are a fantastic society in Harrogate. They've put on some great shows, two sellout shows in the last ones that they did, so it's a great family show. There's humour for everybody. There's some bits in there which kids will laugh at, some bits which adults will laugh at. There's a bit of absolutely everything in there, so it's a great show.
And the older ladies and gentlemen that come to see it will take them back to the days of just after the war. Maybe given time they
will erect a statue. Hello, I'm Christine Castle and I play Mother Dear. Betty Blue Eyes obviously is based on the film of A Private Function, set in 1947, about a group of high-up men in the community getting together, fattening up a pig for the celebration of Princess Elizabeth's wedding to Prince Philip.
Hello, my name's Stuart Hutchinson and I play Gilbert Chilvers. It's about the Chilvers family and their search for acceptance in the society of the village that they're living in. So I play the role of Gilbert Chilvers. He's a bit of a downtrodden husband to Joyce. Mm-hmm. Joyce is a bit of a socialite and Gilbert isn't.
Hi, I'm Ruth Graham and I'm playing Joyce Chilvers. She's a nobody that wants to be a somebody. She's an absolute social climber and so she wants to stake her claim on the village and be, you know, the top dog. And she gets really frustrated because she's not quite getting there. And her husband, Gilbert Chilvers, who's a mere chiropodist, is not quite helping her on a journey there. Nobody calls
me nobody. And are you all members of the Harrogate Operatics group? Is that how you ended up being here?
That's right, yes. Well, I'm a newbie because I've only just joined the company for this production. And I have to say, they've all made me so welcome. It's been lovely, because I live in Leeds, so I'm a foreigner to Harrogate.
Now, Craig mentioned earlier on that you had recently celebrated a big birthday.
Absolutely, yes, and I don't mind telling you, because it really is quite strange, because I was born the year this show is set, 1947.
Now, no show would be complete without costumes. Cue the king of seam stockings, padded shoulders and nipped-in waist, Richard Lille, the wardrobe master.
You can go see a show where people have just put a dress or a coat on, and that doesn't really portray the character, so it needs to be a lot deeper with the detail. So we have seam stockings in this, jewellery's added to things that are very period, the wigs that they have, everything. We try and make every effort to make it as authentic as possible.
And as with all on-stage production, what you see on stage is not the be-all and end-all, with a huge list of things happening behind the scenes. And one area that's always intrigued me, costume changes. How on earth does someone get changed so fast?
The fastest one is 4 seconds. The only thing I can say on that is come and see the show and you'll find out.
What, do we see it on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Velcro?
No, because Velcro's a difficult one to use, believe it or not, because of the microphones. So when you go... The last thing you want is that going down any principal's microphone whilst they're trying to sing a song.
I'm Steve Graham, and I'm Betty's pig handler for the show Betty Blue Eyes.
Wait. What? A pig handler? What kind of a show needs a pig handler?
I'll be looking after Betty because she's not on stage the whole way through the show, so I'll be making sure she's okay, nobody's interfering with her and things like that.
Have you got any history of handling pigs?
I haven't. This will be a first.
And how's it going so far?
It's going fine. Yeah, rehearsals are going very well.
And what sort of a pig is Betty?
A very large pink pig.
Hi, I'm Mel James, and I'm sort of most known at the moment for doing the marketing for Harrogate Operatic Players, but I also play Mrs. Tilbrook in Betty Blue Eyes. Well, this has been a year in the making because nobody knows the show, and I like to take them on a journey. It's the J word, it's the journey word. I like to make the social media interesting. I like to drip things in about the story, the cast, and how we rehearse, whether it be in the press, social media, radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will part with their money and hopefully come and see our show.
Betty Blue Eyes opens at Harrogate Theatre on Tuesday the 6th of June, with the opening night raising money for local charity Dementia Forward, a cause which Helen Mills, chairman of Harrogate Operatics, holds particularly dear to her heart.
Both my father and my mother-in-law were diagnosed with Alzheimer's within the same week of each other, about 18 months ago. And I was really touched at the AGM when the society actually chose Dementia Forward for me and my family. Dementia Forward are a small charity, but dementia is obviously such an important and big thing now that the support we can give and the support they actually give to us as a family is huge. So the VIP opening evening, every ticket we sell, we're giving £1 to Dementia Forward. So it's really, really important that people come and not only support us, but actually they're supporting Dementia Forward as well.
Following on from some huge sell-out productions, the Harrogate Operatics present Betty Blue Eyes on from the 6th till the 10th of June. There are evening and matinee performances. You can buy tickets online and find out plenty of backstage secrets on Betty Blue Eyes and their social media feed. But one last question for Richard Lill. What would he say to those who dare to say amateur means you can expect less of a show?
I would say that they'd be misguided. We have a budget that is 40,000 plus on a show, and that is a budget that we spend wisely to make sure that we are getting the best out of the set, the wardrobe. Everything that goes into the show is as the best quality we possibly can. So we aspire to sort of hit, and I know when we've done things like Sister Act, we were compared to like West End shows and things like that. So no, amateur is just a label that is actually attached, but it doesn't really bear any resemblance to the quality of the show that we put on.